Hello, and welcome to the Exhortations Podcast. My name is Russ Earl, and this program is brought to you by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You can find out more about our programs by visiting OoligahRadio.org and also by visiting our church website, OoligahCFC.org. Our lesson today is looking at how we are not to measure ourselves by any man. Some members of the Lord's Church want to measure themselves by other members as their standard. Their idea of service is that of the average. They may sometimes say something to the effect of, "I'm doing as well as this other brother or sister in Christ, and this is a mighty power over them." You hear them say, "I give as much as they do." I don't know how they would know that, but they give as much as they do, or maybe they attend as often as they do, or maybe they are as devoted as to the Lord as the average member. It is true that the standard of average has a good influence over some, but it has a bad influence over others. Those persons living below the standard of the average are lifted up by its demands, but those who might have the ambition to excel the average may be pulled down by it. So the Christian is in a constant danger of being dragged down by averages. Well, let's think about this. Christ wants service that excels the average. Jesus gave a higher ideal of righteousness than the standard of the scribes and Pharisees, who considered themselves models of righteousness. In Matthew 5 and verse 20, Christ says, "For I say to you, that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." So we see Christ taught that his followers must not be satisfied to live by the false standards of men. Their calling demands that they surpass others. And so we see that we must not be the one who try to compare ourselves to man or that compare our works to man. Paul teaches that it is not wise for the Christian to compare himself with or measure himself by others. And notice what he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12. Where Paul says, "For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves or comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise." 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 12. So he tells us that those who compare themselves and compare themselves among others are not wise. The Pharisee who went up to the temple to pray made a mistake in measuring himself by other men and by the publican in particular. In Luke 18 and verse 11, the Bible says, "A Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank you that I am not like the other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, even as this tax collector.'" So we can see here this man was comparing himself to other men. Suppose he was better than some. Did that make him as good as he should be? Well, not necessarily. There are some with this spirit today who say, "You know, I am thankful that I'm living better than so-and-so." But these people are not the Christian standard of conduct. So the question is, are they living as God requires? Let's consider next, the only pattern and rule of measurement for the Christian is Christ. He is our example. And notice what Peter says in 1 Peter 2 and verse 21. "For to this you are called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow his steps." In this connection, we also find one of Paul in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 1, when he says, "Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ." Christ is our example and standard. The fact that some church member does not do his duty does not give us a license to sin. For we shall be measured by the word of Christ at the day of judgment, and not by the words and deeds of men. Notice the words of Christ in John 12 and verse 48, where Christ says, "He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day." And lastly, we see that Christians are exhorted to prove their own works by the true standard. In Galatians 6 and verse 4, the Bible says, "Each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another." So we see that each is to prove himself and his conduct by the word and example of Christ, and if they are in harmony, he shall then have rejoicing in himself, and if they are in himself alone, feeling that he is following the true model. He will not have rejoicing in another, nor derive his peace or his consolation from comparing himself with another who may be weaker or less instructed in himself. So we see that Christians should not measure themselves by others, neither should you measure others by yourself. We thank you for being here with us today in Exhortations. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. And we will close with the verse which we always read, or strive to always read, from Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13. In Hebrews 3:13, the Bible says, "But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened to the deceitfulness of sin." Exhort one another daily. We thank you for being here with us today. We hope you'll join us again next time on Exhortations.